Look, Matt.
Where? Oh, I see.
Wow. Oh, my.
Oh, and look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong! Las Culturistas calling!
This wow. one's a special one, wouldn't you say? A little unexpected? Maybe more special?
It's seasonal at the
seasonal.
Very
seasonal! You know, we love to give gifts to the readers. I forgot what they were called. We...
We
I forgot what you guys were called. We call you the readers, not the Las Culturistas, but that's us. Sorry, that's us.
We should just say some... magnetically weird things are happening in the world.
Go off.
Hot executive producer Anna's power just went out in her parents' house. She's joining
unexplained us from phenomenon.
Her folks' home.
Mm-hmm.
Matt just got an order of some food that he did not enjoy. And
no! How dare you? Oh my God.
No,
blackening my name in the village.
I'm okay. not doing anything.
Well, because I came on the Zoom with a concern that now that we've done an ad for the McRib... I was, okay, I'm just going to come out and say it because you
you're going to want to cut this out. Just
no,
wait.
I'm not. Because I asked the producers. I said, we did an ad for the McRib, for the McDonald's McRib. And as a result of doing the ad.
You can't do it on air.
Yes, I can.
Say this on air.
I have to say it now. I think the McRib is fine. It's not what I would order.
It.
And you love it, which is amazing. It's not that I'm not going to go to McDonald's ever again. It's not a sort of criticism of McDonald's. I'm just saying that it's not going to be what I order when I go there each day. Not okay. that I go each day. Ugh.
Hold on. Okay, pause real fast. I do think we should cut this out and not talk about this because then it steps on... Like, it steps on the big reveal that the first day of culture is going to be McDonald's.
Or is the big reveal even funnier?
Well, now we've already revealed it.
But you said cut this out. I feel like we should just keep it.
I feel like it gives it away. And then I also don't want to potentially compromise.
But Bowen, I just want you to know that you are the one that brought us here because you said Matt got some food that he didn't like. And then I felt compelled to, once I'm given the assist, I have to give the spike.
You're right. Okay. All right. But let's just in case for safety, let's just reset. Okay.
Okay. From the top?
No. Well, if you want to, I was going to pick up from Anna's.
Pick it up.
Yeah. Anna is working in like a power outage situation. Unexplained
phenomenon.
Hans, head of content.
Tuck says, let's keep all this. Wait, no, I think we should. We have to keep going. This is unhinged. Guys, we're giving you a special gift this holiday season, which is
transparency.
Transparency. This was the most chaotic. Okay,
so
tell
chaotic.
Them what we're
this
giving.
This really is the most chaotic we've ever been on. This is what I'm... Can I just say real
what?
Quick?
Oh my God, it's so unhinged. What?
The fact that we are 4 years into this podcast.
Celebrate it.
On year five, if you want to think of it that way. And yeah. we are still giving you... we're still outdoing ourselves in the buffoonery. Gotta hand it to us.
You thought it stopped at 200 moments in culture? Oh no, bitch. We're gonna record 12 episodes in a row. This is so stupid. You're literally working at the most stressful job in entertainment. And we're like, let's do this. We wanna die, I think.
It was our idea because we love the readers so much. Truly, we're recording this on the week that everyone's Spotify Wrapped came out, and I think a lot of podcasters are feeling emotional about their podcasts being
you
listened
to. You
know
what? That is very real. And
it's so special.
I will say that it has been such a constant for me throughout this whole, of course, quarantine, but like this whole like chunk of time in our lives, like I've just loved doing it so much and to see that so many people still care so much or are starting to care about the podcast. That's very cool. And it has been very touching. And Bowen and I have been texting each other saying we were emosh.
So thank you for listening. Thank you for, inviting us in whatever way was personal to you.
And you accept us.
And seeing us.
You accept us and you see us. And as Diablo Cody said in her Oscar speech, you love me just the way I am. Remember
that?
That
dress was wonderful.
Oh, I loved it. And you know, you want to know some tea?
What?
Actually, I don't know if I can say this.
You probably can't. Well, we got to cut this out. And yeah, we're doing the most chaotic episode we've ever done.
Let's just say this. I've seen Diablo Cody's Oscar in real life.
Oh, great. That's cool.
It was used in a performance I watched.
Oh my God. I love that.
Love it. And the drag act. Anyway, sorry.
We're recording this in the week of Spotify Wrapped. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
But what we're doing now is we are releasing, starting on December 10th, 2020, we're releasing a new half hour-ish episode every single weekday until Christmas Day on Friday, December 25th.
Weekends off. Okay, weekends off. You guys weekends have the weekends off. The readers have weekends off. So do we.
But this is required listening if you're a reader. Required.
But if you don't read this, you're not doing the syllabus, okay? And it's actually a rule of culture. You must do the syllabus.
The syllabus.
Rule of culture number, which one was that?
96.
Yes. Rule of culture number 96. Rule of culture 96.
Number 96.
You must read the syllabus.
So this is 12 Days of Culture. We are going to be highlighting one date in history.
Yes,
in cultural history. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's our culture, which is different. Different.
We're doing one day.
Cultural history started at the Renaissance, 1492.
That's right.
1492 was the start of the residence. So that's when culture started. You understand?
You understand, it's 1492.
The Renaissance was like 1492. That's like something one of my aunts would have said when I was little. You know, the Renaissance, like 1492 onward from that point.
Oh
on,
my God. We're so off the rails.
Go, but what?
I was talking to a friend, a guy.
Okay, yes, it was a guy.
No. I meant to say a straight guy who went on a date with this girl who.
I'm already laughing.
Was from Long Island.
Oh!
And so it was a lovely time they had together. He married her. Like recently, I guess it was some event. It was like over the summer. It was like, yeah, I'm going to go home and watch like this thing. Do you want to come with? And then she just went, yeah, I guess that's something I could be interested in. Like,
I guess that's something I could be interested in.
Or no, she said, that doesn't sound like anything I've ever done before. Like something like
what?
It was truly
like a fucking hack job Marissa Tomei character.
But that person exists. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh no. The thing about Long Island is people will just talk more to say just the word yes or no, whatever, just to hear themselves do it. That's very
That's the spirit of Long Island.
That okay, region.
I'm sorry. What were we talking about? Oh, we're doing one date in cultural history for every episode in this special segment series, yeah. I should say.
Yeah.
And then what are we doing, Matt?
So basically, each of these days of culture history is, of course, 1492 onward. Each of these days gave birth to a gift that was a gift to us. Okay. So these are each day, 12 days of culture throughout time, culture history. These are the most 12 most important days of culture because they gave us these gifts. And today we are giving you the gift of the first day of culture. On the first day of culture, it was, what was it?
August 18th, 1953.
The first McDonald's opens its doors.
So at this point, you may or may not know the Matt ordered a McRib.
I didn't order it.
Oh, he did not
order it. We are doing an ad for the McRib, which everyone should go out and try, okay? I tried it because we did the ad. It's not what I would order at McDonald's, okay?
I love it so much.
That's great. I'm so happy you do. And I think everyone should go out and try the McRib. This is me pushing sales for McDonald's. And try it yourself. And if you decide that the number two, or not the number two anymore, it was the number two, RIP, but two cheeseburgers and a large
fry,
a Dr.
Oh my
Pepper
God.
Is good for you, then that's wonderful. That's what I'm deciding. But if you love the McRib, I celebrate.
Yes. Okay. But this is August 13th, 1953. August 18th, I'm sorry, 1953.
August 18th, 1953, the day the first McDonald's opened its doors. This was a day of culture history, this gift.
A day of gifts. Well, I was going to
This was a day of cultural history.
This gift. That's the statement. Sorry. That's the statement every that's title of day.
No, it can't be.
Talk about why McDonald's is such a culturally Talk about why McDonald's is such a culturally iconic gift.
Picture this. Okay, picture this. You get out of school and it's the winter. And it's like, it's the kind of day where it's like, by the time you get out of school, it's like dark out. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a fuck ton of homework to do. Like a lot. Like that day, it was just like every teacher just leaned on you for some reason. No one was communicating. Like all the teachers gave too much homework. And you had after school, you had practice or rehearsal for whatever it is you were doing. So this was like a day. Now you have to do this homework. And also, you know what? Tonight, mom actually isn't cooking. So where are you in your big jacket, in a thick line, getting ready to get that fast dinner, that satisfying fast dinner? This scene I'm painting for you is tied directly to my, and then getting that little warm bag after waiting for so long, that little warm brown bag full of, you know what? Stuff that tastes good. It might not be real, quote unquote, real meat. And what does that mean? Anyway,
even. And what does that mean anyway?
And the soda might be, I guess, I don't know. People would say flat. I don't really know what that means. But you know what? It was going to go inside your gullet. It was going to eventually, after a time, hit that indigestion. And you were going to be digested and leaning over your work diligently with the energy to finish your task and go to bed happy and wake up still snatched. That is why Queen McDonald's reigns supreme of the day of culture. First day.
Oh my God. The proclamation with which you delivered that. I have never seen you so passionately deliver.
Wow.
Wait, hold on.
I felt like Omarosa Manigault Newman. That's how I felt. I'm crying.
Oh, that was Omarosa level. That was you were so good.
Wow, thank you. You were so
Folks, that was a performance.
Oh my God, we might have to release. We might have to release the Kraken, aka the video.
Oh my God.
I want you to give me sort of like, that was as vivid a McDonald's experience. And forget about when you get it for breakfast, okay? When you get it for breakfast, that's a treat.
Forget it. Bacon, egg, and cheese on a muffin. No, on a biscuit. Forget it.
It is a treat and a half.
You know I get two hash browns no matter what.
Because you know what?
One won't do.
One will never do. One will never do. And they should actually start giving two. They should just give two. Okay? I said.
Okay.
A challenge to them.
Oh my God.
You know, because McDonald's knows at this point, I'm not giving it up easy. Okay? I'll do the ad, sure. But once I turn around and you see the real me, the Dr. Jekyll, I'm going to say what I think about the McRib.
Dr. Jekyll. Dr. Jekyll was the other good one. No.
Dr. Jekyll was the good one. Mr. Hyde. I'm sorry, but can I say something?
Yes.
Dr. Jekyll sounds like the evil guy. Sorry to the writer. Yeah,
that's just like you being culturally programmed to think that scientists are evil. Which is very anti-intellectual of you. Girl.
That must be what that is. Sorry. I hate being anti-intellectual.
I know you do. Tell me, what was your prompt to me?
My prompt to you is I want you to specifically draw out for us what your life's sense memory with McDonald's is.
For me, it was moving from the very cold, frigid, dry clime of Montreal, Quebec, and then moving to the other cold, frigid, dry clime of
more frigider
Aurora, Colorado, and thinking, and yet still thinking, wow, this is a shock to me. shocked me culturally even. And I thought, nothing around me looks familiar. I don't recognize these streets, these people, these faces. Show me something familiar for a change, why don't you? Lest I try and walk out this door of this country right now. I'll cross the damn border myself by foot as a 9-year-old, yes?
Go off.
We're looking at houses with my parents who have done a lot of work talking to a broker, a real estate agent.
Exhausting work.
Exhausting work. They don't want to make lunch.
No. No, not today.
So where do they go? We pull up. To the McDonald's on Arapahoe Road, next to the Dickie's Barbecue, across from the Kia dealership.
Of course.
And we see, those golden arches.
They're a gateway.
They're a gateway in the literal sense, in the sort of color story of it all. Organic, warm, inviting colors, yellow and red, baby. And you go, honey, I'm home.
Yes.
Let's press on towards those arches, for we know the spoils that that trove holds.
Prayers.
And what did I order? Filet of fish for the mom? For my mom, I should say.
Oh, that took me back. That took me out, girl.
That took you.
Filet
of fish?
There's a special kind of person that orders filet of fish.
If you fuck with the tartar sauce at McDonald's, you're a good person. You're a good person.
Congratulations. Good one.
My dad would order just whatever chaotic thing he was in the mood for that day. Sometimes it'd be a salad shaker. Remember those? Sometimes
he would order a different thing. Like, he was someone who was open to different things.
Well, my dad's only like my dad has only ever eaten McDonald's like 10 times his entire life. So of those 10 times, I don't really remember a consistent order, like a thematic order.
Yeah.
Yang, my sister, would always get a Big Mac.
I'll never understand.
I used to be a Big Mac person, and then at college, switched to the 2-cheeseburger.
Oh,
that's the way.
You gotta.
That's the way.
That's the way. And I'll also shock everyone in the house by saying, another option, the double cheeseburger. Sometimes two of them.
You did not just.
Oh, I just really went there. I said that if you want a Big Mac volume and you find yourself gravitating more towards the 2-cheeseburger situation, like me and my very close sister, Bowen, then perhaps what you're saying really is you're ready to compromise, America. Don't do that.
Centrist.
When it comes to McDonald's, it might be time to sort of move into double cheeseburger territory. Now, the chicken of it all. Talk to me about your McDonald's chicken. No, I want you to tell me, because I feel like, you know, I'm a meat burger person, and I feel like you might be erring more towards some chicken sometimes.
I always love some chicken. Mm-hmm. And look, when it comes to McDonald's chicken, didn't we all love it before? And then Food Inc. comes out and everyone's like, it's made of pink slime.
No.
Guess what? Guess what happened?
What happened?
Fucking nothing. Because we all love that pink slime. And as long as we know that it's pink slime, it don't change the fact that we still love to eat it.
Guess what, bitch? If you have a problem back then with the pink slime, and now you find yourself sort of nibbling on nuggets, you actually didn't learn anything from those films that were made about McDonald's. Like, what's the one with the guy who ate all the McDonald's?
Super Size Me.
You didn't learn anything from that. You didn't learn anything from Food Inc. You didn't learn anything from anything Natalie Portman has literally ever said.
Stop. Don't talk
about
that.
So get off your high horse
that.
Forever, Queen.
Queen, here's the thing. If you did not learn anything from the movie Food Inc., then you might as well not even watch a single documentary again.
Yeah.
Because your retention skills seem to be very non-existent, darling dear. Mm-hmm.
You don't have
precious
them.
One. Precious one, you don't
precious
have
one. Precious one, you're without. Precious one, what? You're precious without. Girl,
that's stupidest. Precious one, you're
precious
without.
Precious one, you're without.
I mean, readers, feel free to use that next time you need a clap back.
Next time you need it to shut a young girl down. Just say, precious one, you're without. I'm literally going to sell it to the next person that pisses me off. And it's probably going to be...
Mitch McConnell, girl.
Yeah, Mitch.
Mitch.
Precious one, you're without.
And he's gonna not know what to say. He's just going to stand there like a puddle and be a puddle.
Can I ask a question that will, I think, cause a lot of maybe controversy amongst the readers?
Okay, yes.
What do you feel about the access to and usage of McDonald's playsets throughout childhood? Do you think they were something that spread disease like absolute wildfire? Mm-hmm. Or do you think that this was a moment in time that you miss and you used the playsets?
It was a moment in time when I would, the attraction and the draw, as they say, mm-hmm. would be McPlay Place.
Wow. So you would maybe even want to go to one McDonald's over another, over their McPlay Place.
Because one McPlay Place would have better architecture, you know?
100%.
Now, I have a controversial question.
Go on.
Mary fuck kill.
Mm-hmm.
Ronald McDonald.
Oh, gosh. It's already hard.
Grimace? It's already hard just at one?
Yeah, because I don't know whether I want to fuck him or marry him.
Or kill him.
Because Ronald McDonald makes me crazy. He makes me sexually crazy. I do crazy things when I think about him. But keep going.
But hold on. It's Ronald McDonald. Grimace.
Fuck. This is so hard. This is tough for me. Grimace. Oh, my God. He's so fucking hot. So hot. He's brutal.
Let me finish. But
keep going. Keep going.
Let me keep going. Okay. Finally.
Okay.
Hamburglar.
Oh, I'm on fire. I'm on fucking fire in my chair. It's crazy, bitch. Oh my God. I've never felt like this. I can't believe I have to kill one of them when all I want to do is fucking tear every one of them apart with every part of me.
I mean, you're topping
and
them.
It's so fucking hard to do this. I'm going to marry Ronald McDonald because he's got the money. And at the end of the day, that's what makes the world go round.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck the Hamburglar because I know he's been in some sticky situations. And mama, the scenario that I want us to play out can only be described as cops and robbers. It can only be described as,
mama, I'm in love with a criminal.
That. Unfortunately, I have to kill Grimace because it's just negative energy, which I do like sometimes in a vivid sexual way, but not tonight.
You like negative energy in a vivid sexual way? What does
sometimes,
that mean?
At times, it has been. It has been at times.
Okay. Well, thank you for you've done it. You've answered my question. You've answered the prompt. Mary fuck kill.
Thank you. So as we move forward into today, what do you think of the way McDonald's stands in the world? The criticisms, the sort of attack, the attack by health groups on McDonald's.
Health groups. Oh my God.
Well, my question is still standing, not unanswered.
Yes.
What do you think of McDonald's current standing in the world and the attacks by health groups on McDonald's? Should they chill? Should they relax?
Look, McDonald's is listening. McDonald's has... They've tried to solve these problems. They've tried salads. They've tried apple slices.
Are they healthy or not? Answer that question.
They're healthy if you want to if you want to get healthy out of it. It's as simple as that. McDonald's mm-hmm. is just giving you choices. And at the end mm-hmm. of the day, and this is very neoliberal maybe, but you got to choose, honey. And if and if you don't pull yourself and if you don't pull yourself up by the bootstraps,
mm-hmm.
then if you don't do that, then you deserve to be unhealthy and poor.
You really do. You really do.
So
you really do.
Anyway,
okay, ready?
Yeah.
One more thing. Marry, fuck, kill.
Oh my God.
The McFlurry.
Oh.
Regular strawberry shake. You order a small drink and put every soda in it. You press every soda and run the soft drink under, including
my god.
Ice.
Wow.
This
is the thing. I didn't even know people did that last one, but
oh honey, you stupid gay little ass was combining every soda and making creations and drinking that one. Think about how good it probably is.
Okay.
And marry fuck killer.
I think I marry the McFlurry because I don't think they've ever let me down. They've never Mm-mm. disappointed. Never, ever, ever deviated, strewn from the path.
The steady beating coquelin of the three.
As a beating
so
drum.
So hard, I know. Mm.
Fuck. Strawberry milkshake.
Oh, yes. Get the berry?
Why don't you?
Get the berry, why don't you?
And you know, it's got a nice little hairdo. I like how it just sort of swirls and it pinches off at the top.
You never run out of style. You never
Take
run
me out.
That song was written about the strawberry milkshake.
And then
Taylor, that Taylor. Bitch.
And then obviously, I would have to kill.
You didn't try it.
The soda.
Fuck you, Bowen.
Soda potion.
You're fucking rude as shit. You're fucking
you
rude
were gonna
as
call,
shit.
You were going to call me a name. You were going to call
no?
me a name. Yeah.
What was
it? It sounded like
you're fucking rude as shit.
It sounded like you were going to call me a faggot.
No, I was never going to say faggot. I only saved that for my sister.
My God, I've never seen you like this. In my 12 plus years friendship with Matt Rogers, have not seen him like this. No. What do you have to say for yourself?
What I have to say is that I think that McDonald's being a part of the culture was absolutely a really important day. And the day that McDonald's opened its doors was for sure the first day of culture.
So we have 11 more of these and... Wow. I don't know. We'll see where they go, but McDonald's, August 18th, 1953, the first McDonald's opens its doors.
Yeah.
A huge moment with that bore us many gifts.
Yes. Thank you for the gifts of the select strips. Thank you for the gifts of the sausage, egg, and cheese on the McMuffin. Thank you for the gifts of hash browns. Thank you for the gifts of just that small McCafe.
Oh, thank you for the gifts of, honestly, you know, throughout the world, different delicacies. You know, you get your macaron in France or you get your taro pies in Asia. I mean, the McDonald's adapts so well to different locations. McDonald's in America is not like McDonald's in other countries.
No.
You know that.
No, I do know that because I have distinctly been to Montreal and been in a McDonald's,
the poutine, the McDonald's
it's
poutine.
Something else. And they were, you know, they were selling some sort of chicken parmesan sandwich.
Yes.
I just said parmesan.
And so it shall be. So
and
named.
So it shall be. And so it shall be so named. And we just want to say thank you to McDonald's and the gifts and being the first day of culture by singing a thank you song. And this is also how we will end every episode.
And I
want to thank you for giving us the best day of our culture.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
They can't see you wave.
Group.
Oh, wow.